Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's bring in number 31, Bernard Pollard. Bernard, what's happening, man?
Man, I'm chilling. How y'all doing?
Doing good. All right. All right, Super Bowl 53. It's been somewhat of a debate here on the program today. Epic defensive brilliance or a boring football game with bad offense? What does Bernard Pollard think?
You know what? Just watching, I watched the game yesterday, and it's mind-boggling to where they have literally eliminated, momentum killers. They've eliminated that. And, I mean, when I say that, I'm talking about, like, the big hits, things that can turn the game around, to be able to hit a tight end coming across the middle or running back, you know, whatever it may be. They've eliminated it. So now it's just one of those games where everybody's playing so timid and you literally got to just run with a guy, look for him to either catch it or look to jump in front of the ball and knock it down. And the game was a good game. It was a good game, but, you know, it was just crazy that you didn't see any of that yesterday.
Hey, Bernard, what was your opinion on, you know, the Saints-Rams with that play in that game where the defensive back hit him early? What was your opinion of that?
Well, I mean, obviously we all know it was a blown call. They missed it. They admitted to it that they missed the call. But, you know, it's just one of those things, man, where you're going to play this game and you're going to, you know, the refs aren't perfect. You know, there's human error in the game. They're going to make mistakes. But, you know, it's about moving on. Obviously, that was a crucial mistake that they made by not throwing the flag, because I think the Saints, they run the clock with that penalty, and game's over.
Right.
You know, and I think they're in the Super Bowl, you know, before the Rams.
With the game yesterday, the Rams offense had been dynamic pretty much all season long, but they did hit a lull, Bernard, late in the season. How surprised were you that not only were they stymied, they didn't even score a touchdown?
Yeah, I was actually really surprised. But then, you know, with it all, man, after you watched a few series, the game was just too big for golf. It was too big for them. You know, that experience matters. You know, you look at 36, I think it's at 36 players with experience from New England to opposed to the three or five or whatever it was with the Rams. That experience matters. And, you know, to look at a quarterback in that position, I thought the Rams defense played well enough to win the game. Offensively, Goff missed reads. You know, the block was okay. The blocking was okay from the offensive line. They could have did a better job, but, I mean, Goff just missed reads. They did drop a touchdown pass at the end, but I think, you know, the game was just too big for them, and it was really unfortunate for the Rams fans and for the team.
Bernard, how about your opinion of Ed Reed, who was selected into the Hall of Fame on Saturday night?
Man, it's truly awesome. And I waited to talk with me. Ed and I talked. We talked yesterday before the game. It's just one of those things, man, where we just kind of just sat back and just reminisce about, you know, some of the stuff that was going on, and just with, you know, the things that he's accomplished over the years. This is truly a blessing for him, his family, for the city of Baltimore, for the Ravens organization. It's truly a blessing to have three or four guys in the Hall of Fame. You know, the things that Ozzie has, you know, the selections that he's made, but then, you know, more importantly, the players, how they put everything forward and went out there and balled out, and the fans backing them. We just laughed, man, and just had a good conversation. I'm so proud of him. Excited that he's in.
Bernard Pollard joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Super Bowl champion Bernard Pollard. We know Ed's a brilliant player, and we just saw that come to fruition with Canton on Saturday. But what was the most impressive part about him as a teammate to you?
Well, I think, you know, when you look at it, Ed, you know, when Ed spoke, you know, when he said he would do something, or if he was out there, you know, during an interview or whatever, and when he talked, you know, he's just one of those guys where I could say that's exactly who he is. You know, he's not somebody that fakes the funk. He's a man of his word. He is a true competitor, a great father, a great man. And I mean, just a leader, you know. And so I had a blast. I was, like I said, I was truly blessed to be able to play alongside him to win the Super Bowl. We laughed about when we got in New Orleans, me, him, and Anquan. We were in, I think, a cab or whatever it was. I don't think Uber was really big then, but we were in the cab. And you know, we get to New Orleans, and one of the, somebody from his hometown, you know, was just like, "Hey, that boy Ed Reed," like just yelled it out loud. And we just laughed about that so hard. But, you know, just to know, you know, this is a dude that, you know, just truly, you know, just embody, you know, the game of football and being the leader who he was. It was just, like I said, it's a lot of fun.
Now, Bernard, give me your opinion of, you know, Eric DaCosta and his new role and how much Ozzie's going to be missed. And then number two, the extension that they gave Harbaugh for 4 more years.
Well, I think, you know, Mr. DaCosta, I think he's going to step in. He's been there for a long time. So I think, you know, he set under Ozzie, learned some things. You know, I think, you know, obviously when, you know, anytime somebody's looking to step in, they watched, and I'm pretty sure it was some things that he would have liked to do or would have done differently. So now he has his shot. You know, so I think, you know, what you guys have seen is going to continue to, you know, kind of go on. It might be a little different as far as, you know, a lot of people have been complaining about the receiver core selections and, you know, as far as selecting receivers in the draft and things of that nature. So it might be a little different from that standpoint. But I think for the most part, you know, he sat under Ozzie for a long time. You guys got a good GM, a really good GM who understands the organization, understands that roster, and I think can put it together.
Now, what about them giving the Harbs the 4-year extension?
Well, you know, obviously, I think, you know, this is one of those things, and this is one of those things where a situation where you're limited, and I don't want to bash anybody. I don't want to sound any kind of way because I'm not negative towards negative towards whatever. But you know, when you look at this situation, the coaches that were available. That you got to look at potentially coming into that locker room. I don't think there was a guy out there that will be able to do it, to be honest with you. You know, so I think, you know, by them extending Harbs, I think it was a good move on that from their standpoint. I think, you know, when you look at it, like I think somebody reported or said that it was essentially a 1-year deal if things didn't go well. You know, where they can get out of it early or whatever. But I think, you know, Harbs has been there for a long time. He knows that roster. That's the roster, you know, he has put together for the last couple of years, or he had a part in putting together. So, you know, it's a move by them. They're going to be ready to roll. Hopefully everything comes together and they get back to grinding this thing out.
Bernard, now Joe Flacco looks like he's going to be moving on from Baltimore as Lamar Jackson is the starting quarterback here. Joe's going to be 34 next year. What does he bring to the table at this stage of his career for a team that's looking to maybe to upgrade a quarterback?
Well, I think Joe is he is your passing quarterback. You know, your statue that stands in the pocket that's going to deliver the football down the football field. You know, I think, you know, he's going to have to go to a situation where he has a line that's going to, you know, give him some time to go through his reads to be able to make a pass. Joe is a good quarterback. You know, so many people come down on athletes. I want people to understand how it's very hard to be elite every year. It's hard to be a perfect, you know, elite guy at any position every single year. You know, and I thought Joe, you know, could have played better at times, but I thought Joe was let down. On the other hand, by some teammates where drop balls and everything else came into play. But, you know, he can get it. He's going to get a chance. He's going to get his, you know, opportunity to go to another organization to be able to compete and show a team that, you know, he's able to carry them and be successful at the quarterback position.
Now, Bernard, how about your opinion of Champ Bailey and Ty Law, who also got selected into the Hall this year?
Well, you know, those are great selections. Obviously, I played with Ty in Kansas City. Ty was what he did in New England, the leadership that he brought, the stats and everything that he accumulated over his career. They both are obviously Hall of Fame players. They changed the game for the better. They taught so many young men how to play this game the proper way. Play the position in the game. But, you know, great selection by them. I'm excited to see, you know, it was a big class. I think it was three DBs that, that got selected. So that's a lot of fun for me to be able to see the guys that, you know, I played with, you know, so I'm excited. And then Tony got a chance, and I was his teammate in Kansas City and got a chance to compete against him when he was in Atlanta. So I got an opportunity, man. I'm truly blessed. I thank God that I got an opportunity to play with so many Hall of Famers.
Will you go? Will you go to the ceremony, Bernard?
You know what? We'll see. You know, obviously that's on Ed. You know, like I told him, I'm here to support him. You know, whatever way he wants. Me and him had some good laughs. We'll probably talk about it a little more here in the future. But you know, we'll see.
He's Bernard Pollard, Super Bowl champion, former Baltimore Raven. Living the good life is Bernard Pollard. Bernard, always great to catch up, man. We appreciate your time. We're going to be talking to you soon, I hope.
Oh, man, thank you guys. Y'all take it easy now.
You got it.
Bernard Pollard, number 31, that big hit in the AFC Championship game on Ridley, helped set the tone, helped seal the game for the Ravens through New England, through Foxborough, on their way to a Super Bowl championship.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.